Hello. Welcome to the blog. This blog is about how can I train myself to be a better manager? Question: how can I train myself to become a better manager? Answer: you can attend a training course that will teach you the specific skills you need to develop in order to become a better manager. Question: what are the specific skills I need to become a better manager? Answer: there are 6 specific management skills you need to develop and master if you want to progress as a manager. They are as follows: the ability to set and achieve goals, the ability to communicate well, the ability to plan ahead well, the ability to handle difficult people, the ability to manage your own emotions and to motivate yourself, the ability to manage the emotions of other people, the ability to motivate others. What are the details of each? Let us examine the details of each of the above 6 attributes of the better manager. The ability to set and achieve goals. This is the primary role of the manager. The manager is charged with the responsibility to maximize the productive ability of the team. If the manager does not help the team to achieve the goal, then the manager is no asset, the manager is a liability, for he/she is drawing a wage, but not adding any value. If the manager is able to help the team to become more efficient and make the team more able to hit the goal, then the manager is paying for his keep. The purpose of a manager is to make the rest of the team more effective and more able to achieve the goals that it has been charged to achieve. Therefore, the manager must be a goal-focused individual. Goal focus. The ability to set and achieve goals is the primary role of the manager. 2. The ability to communicate. The manager does not achieve the goal by doing the spadework. The manager achieves the goal by organizing the activities and planning the activities that need to be done in order to achieve the goal. That means that the manager must be able to communicate well. He/she must be able to communicate the goal, the reasons for the goal, the plan that will achieve the goal, the steps that constitute the plan. Communication is a must-have skill. Clear communication means communication that is clear, precise, unequivocal, accurate, defined. A manager must avoid communication style that is unclear, inaccurate, ill-defined, vague, ambiguous. If the manager speaks and writes in ambiguous terms and gives unclear, muddled instructions, then failure will follow him everywhere he goes. If the manager speaks and writes in clear, precise, accurate and defined terms, then success will follow him like his shadow on a sunny day. A manager must study how to speak and write clearly. 3. The ability to plan ahead well. As stated above, the manager must assist the team to achieve the goal. The manager does that not by doing the spadework, but by planning the work. The manager must be able to plan ahead, prioritize, prepare, prevent problems, delegate and organize activities. If he does not, then he will be forced into the position of asking the team to act with no plan, no sense of organization, being ill-prepared and disorganized. As a result, the team will fail. Proper planning prevents poor performance. Perfect planning precedes perfect performance. Failing to plan is planning to fail. You have heard these things before. Take them to heart. They are true ideas. A manager must be prepared to spend endless hours planning. 4. The ability to handle difficult people and conflict situations. The sad truth is that, as soon as you tell the team what the goal is and what the plan is, then you will experience conflict. Someone won't like the goal. Someone won't like the plan. someone won't like either the goal or the plan. So you will have to deal with conflict. Conflict is inevitable. The manager must deal with conflict situations. The manager must deal with conflict situations according to the principles of reason. According to the principles of reason means, the manager must deal with conflict according to the facts, not the feelings. He must be objective in his judgment, not base his judgment on arbitrary mood. The manager must resolve conflicts according to the facts of what actually was said, not on rumors. According to the facts, not the guesses. According to the facts, not the opinions. According to the facts, not the prejudices. The manager must deal with conflicts quickly, and according to facts, and according to logical principles of justice and fairness. The manager must not allow the conflicts to degenerate into long drawn-out bouts of emotionalized arguments based upon clashing personalities and egos. Illogical catfights don't help. The manager must develop the skills of rational conflict management. 5. The ability to manage one's own emotions. We are affected by how we feel. If we feel strong, we work well. If we feel weak, we don't work well. The manager must be the source of emotional strength to the rest of the team. Where does the manager get her strength from? Who motivates the motivator? Answer: from nobody but herself. The motivator motivates herself. The good manager is a self-motivator. She has to be. She has to be a self-motivator, because if she is not a self-motivator, then she will not be able to dish out motivation to others who need it. The manager must understand what motivation is, and how to manufacture it. Motivation is an emotion that flows from the belief that the goal is attainable, and that the plan is sound. If your manager can instill the belief in the team that the goal is attainable, and that the plan is sound, then the team will be motivated. But if the manager or the team don't believe that the goal is attainable, then they will think that to go on would be useless. And if they think that the plan is not sound, then they won't want to implement the plan. In both cases, the result will be a lack of motivation. The manager must be able to believe and communicate a feeling that the plan is sound, and that the goal is attainable. And then there will be a high degree of motivation. 6. The ability to inspire the others. The manager must be able to inspire the others. The manager does that by combining the preceding attributes. The manager will inspire the team if the manager combines a clear sense of goal focus with a detailed written plan of action, with excellent communication skills, and the ability to resolve conflicts, and a high degree of motivation and self-confidence. Then the team will be inspired, and will perform well. Where can you find a course that covers all 6 attributes? 1. Goal focus. 2. Accurate communication. 3. Proper planning. 4. Conflict management. 5. Self-motivation and self-confidence. 6. Inspirational leadership. You can find such a course by following the link to the Corporate Coach Group. Thank you.